This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour here. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, coming up here tonight, if we get the chance, a talk show host is gone into hiding. We'll tell you who, and we'll tell you why. But also on the way, we've got to talk about what's happening with Adam Kokesh, the libertarian activist, and somebody who's thrown in his hat for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination in 2020. Just got arrested a couple nights ago in New Orleans.
And he also says he's running for not president, and he's currently not president, so does that mean he's already won?
Right. So we can get into that. He is currently behind bars at the moment, and we'll tell you what happened there. But speaking of behind bars, we just got into the beginning, I think, of a story about Cody Wilson, who is the founder of Defense Distributed. For those that don't know, that's a company that made a name for itself by not even really selling, but giving away plans for the Liberator. They ended up selling a product later called the Ghost Gunner, which allows you to essentially manufacture a gun from scratch. I mean, not exactly, but basically make an untraceable gun that has no serial number or anything like that up on it, and it's fully legal. And they were selling those things like hotcakes. In fact, they were so popular. When we went, Mark and I went to tour the factory when we were down in Austin a couple years ago, I think it was now. And it was like just over a year ago. And they were on a back order. So they were so loaded up with orders for these ghost gunners that they just couldn't handle they couldn't get them out the door fast enough, basically, to fulfill the orders. So these things were very popular and resulting in people having more gun freedom. So, of course, the government did everything they could to target this guy. I mean, they wanted to take him down. They haven't taken down Defense Distributed, but they've taken down its CEO or former CEO. They now have a new CEO who's a younger lady. So we're going to continue on that story. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Let's go to the phones first, though, where Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Yes, I heard the lowered alcohol percentage rate for the Utah, and I really like that idea. And
I heard about this for driving while intoxicated. They lowered it to, what was it, 0.05?
0.05.
From 0.08.
Correct.
What are the natural levels of alcohol in your blood like?
I don't think there are natural levels of alcohol in your blood.
I thought there were. No.
Why would there be?
Well, if you drink every day, then there will be levels of alcohol in your blood.
Yeah, but you start your day out with a flask.
Well, if you eat an entire loaf of bread, there will be some amount of alcohol in your blood.
Because of the yeast or something?
Because the ingredients in bread are, for the most part, the ingredients used in beer.
But does that result in detectable levels of alcohol?
You would have to eat a lot of bread.
That sounds dangerous. You probably die.
Yes. That's why I said, if you eat an entire loaf of bread.
Yeah, bad plan.
I guess the reason I'm bringing it up is I'm just wondering, at what point is it going to get so low that it's just going to meet, everybody's going to, fail the test.
So on Sunday, we discussed this.
I mean, they've been lowering it for years and years and years.
They have.
They're constantly lowering it. And it just seems ridiculous.
Laurel had mentioned the numbers because the article that she had said, this is roughly how many drinks it takes to wind up getting you to the point of being intoxicated.
Wasn't it two drinks roughly for 0.08?
Roughly two drinks.
Uh-huh. But it depends on your body size.
Right, depends
metabolism.
On body size, metabolism,
fat content,
how much you've had to eat with what you're drinking. But let's say that you have two glasses of wine with supper. You're definitely going to be intoxicated in Utah based on the new rules.
Absolutely. Sarah, you said you're excited about this?
Well, I'm just hoping that we share the border with Utah, and I'm just hoping that it will rub off here to New Mexico.
What do you think the benefit of this is?
More money for the state.
Well,
I want to hear what Sarah thinks.
We got We got drunk drivers going the wrong way, like 90 miles per hour, the wrong
That's
way
scary.
On the freeway and killing families.
Have you actually seen that happen?
No, but we just had one.
I've seen that. I've seen that happen once. I don't know if it was 90 miles an hour, but I saw some drunk fool. It was like a New Year's Eve, one of those kind of nights. Either New Year's or St. Patty's Day. It was one of those two. I think it was New Year's. And I saw some drunk idiot just going completely the wrong way. Like, there was no way he could have, like, even if he were somewhat conscious and aware, that he could have known he wasn't going in, you know, that he was going into the wrong lanes. Because it was a highway where, or a very large road, like at least four lanes, where there was a large median in the way. So it wasn't like he just wasn't paying attention. You
right.
totally turned into the wrong.
Are you sure it's not an age situation? Because as people get older,
it was Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times you could easily.
He was driving like crazy too, so I think he was. I think he was just wasted.
He was driving like a
nut job. But anyway, Sarah, I get where you're coming from. It's scary to see drunk people on the road. They end up killing people. Sometimes they kill themselves, but in a lot of cases, actually in an accident, from what I understand, the drunk person will end up okay, whereas the other person will end up dead.
The drunk driving is safe then.
No.
Wouldn't say that, but there's something to do with, and I don't know if this is true, but
statements made by Chris are his and his alone and do not necessarily reflect the views of Free Talk Live.
For all of us. I remember hearing this, and this might, I don't know if this has been disproven at this point, but I remember hearing that the drunk person is less likely to, like, brace themselves for a crash.
That's what I've heard.
They're just going to, like, kind of go with the flow, so to speak, whereas if you brace yourself for the crash, you might actually end up breaking more bones or possibly dying.
So before anybody can get in a car, they should have to have a few drinks.
No.
That's a bad idea.
Have you ever had a few drinks?
Bad idea.
I don't drink.
That's what I thought. Okay. Let's not take advice from the guy who's never actually. Have you ever had a single drink in your life?
I've
You went to college.
I'm not
didn't
like
you?
A prohibitionist or anything
you
like that.
You went to college, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I have
had a drink.
Yes, more than one. Even excessively, I would say.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
It's just been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I mean, it's not good, but it's good. It's not good that you have
Chris
that.
Is the youngest old man here. He's like, oh, yeah, back when I was in college, yeah. I had a party that one time. It seems like it was 50 years ago. But for him, it was like five.
No, it was like every weekend for like 2 years. And then after that, it was
so
like.
So you've had some bad times then, if you've done it every weekend, probably. You've probably been too drunk, right?
A little, excessively.
Okay. That's one of the reasons I quit a long time ago when I did quit. I'm no longer quit, but was because I had a really bad time.
I just managed to, like, just go overboard for too long and too short a period of time, and then I was like, that's it.
Enough.
And I pretty much haven't drunk since.
Yes. That's good. I mean, I have a lot of respect for people who don't drink. I think it's hard to not drink in this society because it's so common.
It is
so popular, and it's so socially acceptable, and, you know, you're frequently the odd man out if you're not drinking around another group of friends and that kind of thing. Sarah, are you a drinker?
No, I do not drink alcohol at all, but we have a lot of drinkers, as you know, like drunken pedestrians and drunken drivers here in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So what is our DWI rate here? We used to be actually number one for many years for DWIs, and then we dropped down to like 15. So I don't know if we're in.
See, now, here's the problem with what it is you're advocating. You're advocating that they lower the DUI threshold, the VAC level. In Utah, they did it from 0.08 to 0.05, which doesn't that mean 5% of your alcohol or your blood content is alcohol, basically? I think that's what that means, if I recall correctly. I could be wrong.
I don't think 5%.
No. Is it 5% of a percent or something like
that? Something like that.
I don't know. We need to check. We should check that. What does the BAC actually mean? It's one of those numbers. But, Sarah, so the problem with what you're advocating here is it's actually not going to make the roads safer. Would you be surprised if you found out that the roads weren't any safer because of lowering it from 0.08 to 0.05?
It will make it safer.
Do you think people getting busted for DUI actually stops them from drinking in the future and driving?
No, here they have like 20 DWIs and they still drive around.
See,
you know?
That's the point. So what makes you think that it's gonna change anything?
Magic.
Because thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Because that's the point. is people who get DUIs usually keep getting them.
That's true.
They usually
even
get behind
after they
again.
Take it, their license taken away.
Yeah, yeah. They have a huge problem with drinking and a bunch of criminal charges. Not only do they not make their lives any better, they make them worse, which drives them in further into depression and more drinking.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FPL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-FREE. 800-259-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over and available to you over at our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord, you ask? It's an internet chat room, basically. It's a bunch of chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the main one where everybody kind of hangs out during the show, but there's also other rooms, like one about cryptocurrency, one about gaming. There's a kind of like a music, movies, pop culture room. There's even some not safe for work rooms, one of which is very not safe for work ever since Jackie's been posting some of the most disgusting pictures she can find on the internet there. So be very careful with the not safe for work rooms right now. She's trying to combat a particular troll who's been in that room for quite a while, and it's not going to work because that particular troll is very dedicated, and I don't think that ugly pictures are going to scare him away. But so just be aware. If it says NSFW on it, take that seriously on the Free Talk Live Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And have fun there, because most of the rooms are pretty fun, and there's a good group of folks in there talking about a variety of different things. And it's free, discord.lrn.fm. By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about AnyPay. Now, if you're interested in accepting cryptocurrency, like, let's say, Bitcoin, BTC, or Dash, maybe Zen or Zcash, you can easily do it with AnyPay.global. In fact, if you're an Android user, if you got an Android tablet, for instance, up at your point of sale in your retail establishment, just load up the AnyPay Take Crypto app. Now, when you search for AnyPay, don't go with the one that doesn't say Take Crypto. There's another AnyPay out there, and it's got a similar-looking logo, so you got to be careful. I don't know what that one does. I have not installed that AnyPay. It's not the AnyPay you want. You want the one called Take Crypto. You install that one, and you can actually do all the registration right there in the app right now. So go and try that out. Or you can go to AnyPay.global, register there. And when I say register, all you got to do is create a username and password. That's it. There's no approval process. There's nobody reviewing your application. There is no application. You just create the username and password you're in. You put your settings, you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the settings page, and then load up the app on your point-of-sale device. And yes, if you have an iOS device, you can also use that as well. The official app has yet to be released for iOS, but there's a web version. So check it out at anypay.global, and for merchants, it is free to use this. So there's no reason not to. Now you can take crypto, and you don't have to pay some, you know, ridiculous cut to whoever it is that was providing you with the merchant services. Now you can just do it through anypay.global. Check it out. Alright, so we were just talking about DWI, BAC. Daryl, you've been doing a little bit of research.
Yes.
We learned apparently that what's the BAC 0.1 or 0.08 or whatever?
Right, so 0.1 would be 1/10 of 1%.
Okay, so
meaning
1% or 10%.
0.1 gram of alcohol for every 100 milliliters of blood.
So wait, it was 1/10 of 1%?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So now, what you were doing is looking 0.05, and then you move the decimal point, that's what you do if you're, you know, like in a word sheet, and then you're converting something from a decimal to a percentage. But in this case, they're showing you the percentage, the decimal is where it belongs.
So 1/10 of 1%, which now in Utah, it is 0.5%.
Correct. And this wiki page that I'm on, they have a handy little chart showing you if you are a man or if you are a woman and you weigh X, after one drink, your BAC will be Y. So for a man, and you say you're
just
around 140,
yeah.
One drink would put you at 0.03.
Being a beer, maybe like your typical low-range beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Or a mixed drink or a glass of wine. And there are definitions on...
Right, because the wine that I drink is like 13%.
Yes, but a glass of wine is also supposed to be like 3 or 4 ounces.
Good point.
Whereas your standard beer is 12 or 16.
Mm. See, when Aria was in here, she was pouring like full-on 12-ounce glasses of wine.
Yeah, that's like three...
three drinks.
Three drinks.
Okay.
Which would wind up putting you at...
drunk.
0.08.
Yeah.
Which
at
would
least.
Be drunk basically everywhere and would have you almost double the limit in Utah.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first started driving, the BAC level was 0.1.
Wow. Okay.
And then it wound up getting decreased a couple years later.
I don't remember that at all. And we're close to similar age.
Yeah. It was back
I remember it used to be way, way higher than it is. But they kept lowering year after year, like you constantly.
Yeah, and I forget when, and I know at some point it was lowered from 0.15 to 0.1.
What I'm trying to figure out right now is when was drunk driving outlawed?
That's a good question. Probably pretty early on. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's an interesting
when
question.
Was first outlawed? When was the first time there was a law against it?
But one thing's for sure, the law doesn't stop people from drinking and driving. I mean, look at the right in our chat room. What is exactly what I told Sarah. There's a person in the chat room on Twitch right now. By the way, we're live on Twitch every night over at twitch.lrn.fm. That's our video stream, our primary video streaming service. Carolina Rebel says, and his or her, I'm not sure, first DUI was completely, still a man says. Okay, so he says, my first DUI was completely made up by crooked police. The second one was real. So a lot of DUI people end up getting more than one DUI. I can't tell you how many times I've seen it happen that somebody who's gotten a DUI before ends up drinking again and gets behind a wheel because drunk people aren't particularly good at reasoning. Drunk people aren't particularly good at, thinking clearly. They tend to think they're better drivers sometimes. If somebody's drunk enough, they think they're just fine.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. Everybody's seen this. If you've been at enough parties with enough drunks, you've seen the drunk person, lazily, sloppily grabbing for their keys, trying to find their way to the car, and just while at the same time announcing to everyone about how great they are, and they're going to be just fine driving.
If your BAC is 0.06 to 0.099, you will probably have blunted feelings, a reduced sensitivity to pain, euphoria, disinhibition. Extroversion.
Yes. Disinhibition from driving.
Your impairments will be reasoning, depth perception, peripheral vision, and glare recovery. If you are slightly over 0.1, overexpression, boisterousness, and possible nausea and vomiting. Your reaction time goes down, your motor skills.
Yeah.
Are grossly impaired, your reflexes are impaired, you begin to stagger, you have slurred speech, and you might have temporary erectile dysfunction.
Oh my. And then you start to get up to 0.2, and you start getting some really
nausea, vomiting, emotional swings, anger, partial loss of understanding, impaired sensations, possibility of stupor. Impairments, memory blackout, loss of consciousness, and severe motor impairment.
We got more.
Higher than that, bladder function starts to go.
On the way. We still have to finish up this story about Cody Wilson. So we're going to come back into that because there was more, I think, that you had in your story there, Chris.
There was a little bit more.
Cody Wilson plus Adam Kokesh was not driving when he was arrested in New Orleans. So we'll tell you what happened there. And I suspect he had a few drinks just because of the way he sounded in the video. So he wasn't driving, wasn't a danger to anybody. We'll tell you why the cops picked him up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says many of the 800,000 workers affected in the partial government shutdown agree that there needs to be better border security. During a press briefing at the White House, President Trump was asked if he's considering some sort of safety net for the workers affected by the shutdown.
Well, the safety net is going to be having a strong border because we're going to be safe.
During the briefing, the president confirmed he told Democratic leaders that he's willing to maintain the shutdown for months or even a year.
Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country.
Employers added 312,000 jobs in the month of December, well exceeding Wall Street's expectations for an increase of 177,000 jobs. Folks on Wall Street liked the news as the Dow was up over 740 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items that you must have to survive a crisis, things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event, at freeescapebook.com. The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, these items come from Jason's experience as a CIA officer, where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your copy at freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. As we continue here, we got more on the Cody Wilson indictment that has been handed down with, as so far, 8 felony counts. So one of them, of course, or I think more than one of them, sexual assault-related so-called crimes, where, of course, there's actually no victim. For those that aren't familiar with the case, maybe you're just tuning in. Cody Wilson.
At least not in this case.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. Not in this case and not in a lot of cases,
right,
as well. Pretty much, if it's got a teenage girl involved in it, I'm going to go ahead and presume that there's no actual victim. In this case, Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, the same company that came up with the world's first 3D printable gun, which is the reason why he's being targeted, in my opinion. But that Cody Wilson was arrested in, I think it was late August, for these allegations surrounding him meeting a teenage girl who was 16 years old in Texas on a sugar daddy website. I think it was called sugardaddymeet.com, yes, if I recall correctly.
That's right.
And got together with this girl. They had some sex, and then he dropped her off at a Whataburger and figured he was done with it after giving her $500, because I guess that's what sugar daddies do. And then she, at some point, went to the police. And the story, if I recall correctly, was
wasn't
that
it a friend who went to the police after they, like, shared information or something?
She had, like, some sort of counselor. So she has, like, a therapist or something like that. There was some adult woman who actually ended up going to the police sort of to let them know. And then the cops came in, and then obviously she spilled the beans against this guy. And you've got more from the story. And where was your source on this? Was Ars Technica?
Yes, this is from Ars Technica. Yeah, these charges are all second-degree felonies, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. And
per charge.
Up to $10,000. Unsure about that. But, yeah, I mean, it says, that's what it says. I just read it off directly. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's per charge, yeah.
Because a felony, you're usually going to get at least 3 years in prison per, and so, anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see here. That's actually not interesting. So the part that's interesting here is, I think, more down about the photographs, even though
photos that they exchanged, by the way, before they met. So when they were on the website talking with one another, she ostensibly sent him nude photos of herself.
Yeah.
That was one of the original reports.
Yeah, so this is the part that I thought was interesting. A quote, let's see here. Beyond that evidence, Travis County Magistrate Judge signed off on a few additional search warrants, one from September 26th, asked for permission to seize photo evidence of Wilson's groin and upper leg area, since the alleged victim initially told authorities she and Wilson exchanged nude photos, and the affidavit states Wilson had a uniquely identifiable skin condition. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like there is an allegation based on that.
I guess
of some sort of photos being exchanged, yeah. Nude photos.
But they didn't charge him with possession of child pornography.
I wonder if that has to do with the fact that nudity in and of itself is not
pornography. That's an interesting question, isn't it? Because, you know, the old judge, I forget, you know, which judge it was, but there's that classic court case where the judge was asked,
I know it when I
see
it.
How do you know it's pornography? He says, I know it when I see it. And of course, there are examples of artsy kind of photographs of young people. In fact, even children. There were books. We read a story years ago.
There was a record in the 70s that had a 8-year-old
like on the cover.
On the cover, and it's on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia has refused to take it down.
Really?
People said it's child porn.
They're saying it's artwork.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Well, I mean, look, it's not child pornography. Taking a picture of your kid in the bathtub, right? The reason
certain people have made the accusation that it is, but
well, anybody who says that's child pornography, something's wrong with that person, right? Because the reason why that's not child pornography is because it's not sexual. Now, if somebody looks at that picture and thinks sexual thoughts, that's the problem with the viewer, problem with the photographer.
That does kind of beg the question, though, what defines sexual?
Well, again, that's where the judge came in and said, I would know it when I saw it.
But if it's not sexual to him, presumably,
if it's not sexual to the judge?
Right, or it is sexual to the judge, does that mean...
Well, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. It's all arbitrary.
Right.
That's the problem. It's
arbitrary. There's no clarity as to what that even means.
No doubt. I mean, it would have to do with the circumstances of the photograph.
And the person who is viewing that photograph.
Well, correct.
Presumably.
Yes. However, there's, you know, certainly more people are going to look at the kind of classic picture of the kids playing in the bathtub or whatever. I mean, which parents didn't take pictures of their kids in the bathtub at some point, you know, in the past? I'm sure almost all parents have done that at some point. It's just that, you know, now you don't have to take them to the developers. Remember, you used to have to take rolls of film.
Oh, yeah.
Kids back in the day, your parents had to take these rolls of film into a store. And then if somebody in the store who was, or the developing department, department or whatever, because sometimes the stores would just collect the rolls and ship them out. But if somebody in the developing company or whatever was looking through this and they thought it was pornographic, they could then report
and they
you.
They did, because
sometimes
I forget why, but the process of developing film involves looking through the pictures, from
yes,
what I understand.
Yes, it does.
So,
yeah.
Like, there's not a way, as far as I know, there's not a way to avoid
That's
it.
That's correct. You have
in
to
the
look
first
at
place.
The
you have to look through it. Mm-hmm. And if the store's policy was, which probably
all stores
yeah,
have the policy,
probably was something along those
even,
lines.
Even the triple X rated ones, because there were, you know, there were certain developers that would do pornographic photos. Like, you would want to take, like, it was like a sex shop or whatever. Some of them had film development as a service that they offered.
I didn't know they did film development.
I don't think it was a whole lot of them, but there were certain stores that had that.
It surprised me, but I was too young for.
Yeah. I've never been in, you know, those places, but I know they existed. I remember seeing it advertised on the front of one of the stores, because, like, as a kid, you know, you're like, you always want to know what's going on in those places, right?
Right?
And then, you know, you see what you can see as much as you can from the outside. But so they would offer that service. But if you tried to put something in there that was illegal, they're going to report you on that. And the crazy thing is, the bathtub pictures ended up being reported more often later on. I don't think in the 80s or anything anybody ever, you know, would have reported something like that.
Probably not in the 80s.
Not, but
into the 90s a little bit.
Yeah. So the point being, if this girl, this teenager, this 16-year-old girl, who probably is, you know, going through, if not finished with puberty at this point, takes a nude photo of herself, and in the photo, she's not doing anything overtly sexual, right? Because I think pretty much everybody would agree, if she's touching her genitals, that makes it a sexual photo, right? Like that, most people looking at a photo like that, judges, juries, whoever, they're going to say, that's a sexual photo.
But there's
if she's
people,
just naked
you know,
in front of a mirror,
the problem,
is that sexual?
The problem with that, though, is there's people who would say that any nudity at all, even of the face, would be, you know, a veil, somebody who wears a veil in the Middle East. I mean, that would be pornography to them.
Well,
so
what are the things that I find very
seems,
interesting?
It just seems utterly ridiculous that having your hand around your groin is then sexual. If, you know, because it's such a variable thing,
well,
depending on the culture.
Around
and
versus touching, I mean, again, where do you draw the
right,
line?
But there are people, especially the, you know, conservative types, mm-hmm. that if a female were lying naked
yep.
on a couch
yep.
and she took a picture of herself, that's pornography. We can't have that. But if it's a painting hanging up in a museum, why,
that's art.
Classic
that's
art. And what's the difference?
Well,
what is really the difference?
Good question, although I'm sure there are some conservatives who are against the art as well. But the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want to control the airwaves here. Weigh in on what defines pornography. That's sort of a larger question, and we still have more on the Cody Wilson indictment coming up here on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free here. We're talking about that age-old question, what defines pornography? And, of course, we're on the radio, so we have to be careful how we talk about these things. We would not want to be accused of pandering to the lowest common denominator. So we got to be careful about that. So toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thank you to Nate Porter, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. That means he gives $25 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. What is the AMP program? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a way for you to help us get on new radio stations. And I'm excited to next week, I think, next week we'll be announcing at least one or two, maybe more, new stations. Because there's a few talk show hosts that are leaving the airwaves here at the beginning of 2019. And whenever that happens, we get excited here at the Affiliate Relations Department of Free Talk Live because it means opportunities.
Yes.
For Free Talk Live. We're getting on new stations, and I don't like to announce them until after until after we actually start. So I'm not going to spill
What's the
beans.
Number currently?
191, I think, is our current count,
okay.
Or just above 190.
I almost gave the telephone number.
Nate Porter, thank you for doing that. You can join the AMP program. You don't have to do $25 like Nate is. It's $5 a month. That's all we ask for, and that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live. We used to get on new radio stations. We used to advertise the show to those stations, and then that means the more stations we're on, the more people hear the ideas of liberty, the more people can be exposed to the ideas of freedom and cryptocurrency and peace, ideas you just don't hear about on national radio anywhere. So if you like what we do, please just take a moment. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some really cool perks and benefits like access to the supporters rooms on our Discord, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can do it with PayPal. You can do it with credit card. You can do it with Bitcoin BTC. Your choice. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Matthew is in Louisiana watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, so y'all were talking about pornography, and I just remembered something that I saw on the Alternative Influencers Network. Have y'all heard of the fapping or the wanking license that you have to have in the UK to view online pornography?
Wait, what?
No. What? I mean, I know they have the TV licenses in the UK. I didn't know they had a porn license.
Yes, no, the consumer has to have it to keep the little children from being able to access online pornography. And this was passed, of course, by the...
when was this passed?
It goes into effect. It is in effect right now. It's in the UK.
So I just pulled up a story from the UK Independent. I don't see a date here.
I'm aware that there was like a censorship filter in the UK, but
it says that high street news agents are to sell so-called porn passes that will allow adults over the age of 18 to view websites anonymously. The 16-digit cards will allow browsers to avoid giving personal details online when asked to provide their age.
What? So these like prepaid credit cards?
I think it's not a tremendously large amount of sum, but needless to say, everybody's like they're amazed and they're having fun with it, and some people are thinking, okay, it's time to do the VPN thing. Because I mean, until they actually get out of the EU, they're subject to the EU copyright directives and a whole bunch of draconian stuff from the EU's as well. So,
well, I can certainly say that my company sells VPN services and products, and they do sell well in the UK.
Dateline on this is May 13th, 2018. So within the last year is when this seems to have gone into effect over there.
What, I mean, how does that even work? Because if you go to a website that's pornographic, that's in the UK, and I can only imagine that there can't be that many in the UK, they're not going to require this in order to access the content.
Well, what it is...
The article doesn't say.
Yeah, I don't get this at all.
Every country has methods, apparently, of limiting what people can see within the country, because I know that there's certain online content that's blocked here in the United States.
Yes.
So needless to say, the UK, if let's say somebody goes to one of the online pornography sites, it'll be, due to such and such restrictions, you must provide your 16-digit code here. And then once you put the code in,
Here's a story from the BBC. Because the other one I had was a kind of an online tabloid report on this. According to the BBC, this is from April 27th of 2018, you're soon going to have to prove you're 18 or over if you want to watch porn online. It could mean handing over your email address or even credit card details to verify your age. This is because the government is going to make it a legal requirement for all porn sites to introduce age verification software. Now, presumably, that would only be porn sites that are based in the UK.
Yeah.
Because
they have no jurisdiction outside the UK.
Right. I mean, I don't know what percentage of them are based in the UK.
In theory, they have no jurisdiction outside of the UK, but based on the way the United States federal government has prosecuted stuff.
I know what you're saying.
Oh, you can view it here, so therefore you must comply.
Yeah.
Yeah, but good luck forcing somebody in another country to comply.
I mean, the problem is that unless the country has an ability to force another jurisdiction to, like, basically hand over its citizens, which, you know, I'm not saying it's not possible, but you know, it's the United
over
States
this
is kind
issue,
of
it's not going to happen.
It's a very unique situation, I think, just because the United States has more of that power around the world than most other countries do. So
yeah, but even so, well, I mean, they haven't gotten you know, Julian Assange out yet. They haven't gotten
again. It's not every country. Obviously.
No, I'm talking about the USA, the big, most powerful.
Right. Even the US doesn't have control over every country, right?
Right.
Like, it's certainly Russia is not going to cooperate.
They're trying to get Kim.com out of New Zealand, and they have failed so far. They're still working that way through
the
courts.
It may end up happening.
But it's taken years
absolutely.
Just to try to get him out.
They also claim that he's evading arrest because he has never been to the United States of America and refuses to show up.
Right. It's true, too.
Because you're not coming here so that we can arrest you, you're evading arrest.
Go ahead, Matthew.
The question is, does the UK have, like, a UK firewall?
They do. They have a censorship filter.
Really?
Yes. So the UK actually has, I don't know exactly, obviously I don't know what sites are on the list, but there is a large list of sites that are banned in the UK.
So they will ban your porn site if you don't do the thing they're saying.
I don't know if that's the case, because
that's the only
Hold on. The original reason that they implemented a censorship filter was because of child porn.
That's always where they start.
Right, that's where they start. Yeah. But the question is, what has it been extended to? And that is unclear whether or not it's been extended to other general pornography. Now, what I do know is that they have another censorship list.
Didn't he serve in World War I?
There's another censorship list in the UK that all ISPs have to implement by default. And
like terrorism or whatever probably is on there.
That's probably also got terrorist content on there. But the point that I guess I'm trying to make here is that if you don't go to your ISP and say, I want to lift that censorship list, then that other pornographic content that's not child pornography will also be blocked.
Well, you know they're going to expand it after this thing. If this thing is going into effect and or is in effect, then that's their only recourse, because they're not going to be able to extradite everybody who runs a porn site all around the world. I mean, how many porn sites are there? Tens of thousands?
Yeah, right.
Hundreds of thousands? I mean, depending on how you're going to, again, depending on how you define pornography, there's the professional porn, there's the amateur porn, there's so much porn. Like, there's a good chunk of the internet that's probably porn out there.
Right. And Wired has an article about this and a little bit of,
too.
You know, like, how will it work? And apparently the websites that require age verification that use different things. They mention here Yodi, Vereem, GBG, AV Secure, and Age ID. Apparently, those companies are working to implement whatever this 16-digit something.
That
something.
Sucks.
But, you know, like Pornhub, there's no click here that I'm over a certain age.
You just go in there and there's
you
free porn, right?
Go. So it sounds to me it's the sites that have some kind of age verification something on them already.
Well, right. That's just it. The sites that want to have UK users are going to jump through these hoops.
Right.
Because otherwise, they're going to get blocked. That's what's going to happen. They're going to block any site that doesn't do this.
They're already blocked by default anyway. That's the crazy thing.
Thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention here. I do have a little bit more here from the BBC, and again, that's the official mouthpiece of the government. So we'll see what they have to say about exactly how this is going to be implemented. You can supplement it from the Wired piece, too, as well, because I know that came out later this year. I've got that one pulled up, too. Do you want to jump in and talk about this? You can. Plus, this all ties back into the whole Cody Wilson indictment situation where he is facing decades in prison for just simply having a sexual encounter with a teenage girl who was obviously old enough to know what she was doing. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever.
October. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.